In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We see from today's gospel that when John the Baptist's ministry was completed, and it was completed with his arrest, as we hear today, then our Lord's ministry began precisely from that moment. And as John had said at the beginning of his ministry, repent. So the Lord echoes this exact same phrase. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, what is the kingdom of heaven? Well, in this case, it is the Lord Himself. He is saying, repent, for I am here, because I am the kingdom of heaven. Now is the time for you to change your ways. Now is the time for you to change your mind. You notice that the Lord did not come out and say, believe. There's nothing about that. He didn't say a word about believe on me or something like this. No, he said repent. And why does he say that? I mean, what is the importance of this word repent? Because he said it at the very beginning of his ministry, it's obvious that it is something that is ongoing. It is something that is the groundwork for all Christian life. Repentance, the changing of one's mind, the changing of one's attitude, the turning toward God. You know, St. Simeon the New Theologian said, among many really amazing things, he said that it's only when we begin to try to keep the commands of the gospel that we are aware of our own sins. And you see this so easily in the lives of the saints, because the greater their knowledge of God, the greater their love of God, the closer that they drew near to God, the more aware of their own sins they became. That's why so many of them say, you know, I am the worst of sinners. You read that over and over in the lives of the saints. I am the worst. I am the worst. I've done no good thing upon the earth. I'm a terrible person. I have no idea whether God will receive me. And we look at these saints and we say, well, how in the world can you say something like that? Because look at where you are. You may have worked miracles in the name of the Lord. You may have an incredible spiritual life, incredible prayer life. People come to you for advice and for asking for prayers. How can you say that you're so far from the kingdom of heaven? Well, it's because they realize, as they draw closer to God, just how distant the wondrous, unknowable essence of God is from their own lives. And that's why St. Simeon says this. Because if we start following the commands of God, then we know. Then our sins are revealed to us because we see how far short that we fall from all of this. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, this repentance of ours should not be something that is dour or depressing or something like that. This is not what repentance is all about. Repentance is joyful. Because we know that God is there to forgive us. We know that He is there to change everything about us if we are but willing. Again, think of these words, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It's as if the Lord is sounding a trumpet when He appears on the scene. He's saying, this is what you need to do. You're going to see many amazing things. You're going to see miracles that will astound you. You're going to see crowds of people following. You're going to see the activity of God in your life like you've never seen before as long as I am here. Yet, what you have to do in order to truly apprehend any of it, to truly take any of it to heart, is to repent. You have to realize who you are in relationship to God. You have to know that no matter what you do, no matter how much you repent, that you're never going to be able to attain to that holiness of God unless He comes and meets you as He does in today's gospel. Because before, when there was uncertainty about all of these things, the law did not do anything really for the human race. It showed them certain moral precepts. It kept them in line in terms of a societal set of rules, but the law was powerless to do anything that Christ himself says that can be done now that he arrives on the scene. Because although John the Baptist did say repent, he was sort of sending out a signal that, look, there's something coming that's going to be very special. It's going to be different. And you have to be aware of this, and you have to be prepared for this. That's why John was baptizing, a baptism of repentance, to prepare the way. But when the true Savior comes along, when the fulfillment of the promise comes along, then Jesus himself is telling us, this is to be your life. This is to be what you do constantly during your life. And again, it's not something that we have to think, well, my goodness, we have set up in our own minds the idea of repentance as something which is very negative, that it's something that we don't really want to think about, we don't really want to do, because it sort of concentrates on the darker side of the human being. But that's not it. That's not it at all. Repentance is transformational. That's why the Lord puts this down before us. It's something that changes us from the inside out. It's something that leads us to the kingdom of God. But we have to be aware at all times of our need for repentance, because that's where we fall short. That's where we lose everything. Because we may repent of this, that, or the other, but then we forget about it. Then we go on with our lives and we're not thinking much about repentance. We're thinking, well, everything's okay. Everything's calm now. I'm doing all right. That's beside the point. It's got nothing to do with what your life situation happens to be at any given moment. Whether you're in great health and you're making all the money in the world, or whether you're in terrible sickness and you're destitute and in poverty, the need for repentance never changes. That need for humbling yourself before God, for saying, Lord, I can do nothing. Help me. Change me. Let me be united to you. Let me be the one who follows you. This is what we have to keep in mind. This is what we have to do. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. As the Lord walks the earth, the kingdom of heaven goes with him. And as time goes on, that he begins to tell us, not only am I the kingdom of heaven, not only is it present among you, but because of my presence here, the kingdom of God is within you also. He's given us that gift, that participation in his life, this kingdom of heaven, this incredible future that he offers all of us. Now he says, it's inside of us, and we just have to cultivate it. This is the gift I give you. What are you going to do with it? What can you do with it? And too often we say, well, nothing really. I won't do anything with it. I'll just kind of go through my life hoping on the mercy of God, but I'm not going to cultivate it. But if we don't cultivate it, then we go against every single precept, every single parable that he gives us in the gospel, don't we? He tells us over and over, it's an if-then kind of situation. If you will but do this, then this is what's going to happen. If you will take this talent I have given you and multiply it, then that is leading you into the kingdom of heaven. But if you sit there with this great gift of the kingdom within you and you don't do a thing with it, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Because at that great day of judgment when the Lord comes, he's going to look into the absolute essence of all of our souls. You're not going to be able to hide anything from him at that point. There's not going to be any excuses. There's not going to be any, well, you know, I wanted to do that, or I meant to do that, or I kind of wish I had done more. You're not going to be able to hide. The Lord's going to know. He's going to glance a piercing glance into the depths of your soul, and he's going to know where you stand in relationship to him. And the good news is you can know what that relationship is now. Even if, like the saints, you are completely overwhelmed by the multitude of your sins, you know if you are on the road. You know if you are on that road of repentance, that road that leads to the kingdom of heaven. That's an easy thing to know. How? Well, listen to your conscience for one thing. What does your conscience tell you today, right at this moment, about your relationship with Jesus Christ? And don't try to fool yourselves, because you're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be able to fool yourself. You're not going to be able to fool God. What is your relationship with Him right now? Are you praying? Are you trying to unite yourself to Him? Are you trying to become like Him? Are you trying to be, as He said, perfect, even as His Father in heaven is perfect? That's what we have to do. That's where this is all leading us, my dear brothers and sisters. This is the clarion call today, this Sunday after Theophany. This is when we put Nativity behind us. We put His baptism almost behind us. We're still celebrating it today. But on this Sunday, He is coming among us, beginning His ministry. And He is telling us what to do. And we don't have to do any of it. That's the thing. That's another gift that He gives us. Because He doesn't want slaves in the kingdom of heaven. He wants sons and daughters. If you want to be in the kingdom of heaven, if you want to cultivate the things God gives us, you will. The question is, how much do you want it? If you don't want the kingdom of heaven, then when that day of judgment comes along, He's not going to force you in. In fact, if you're not ready for it, the kingdom of heaven is going to be more hellish than hell, because you won't know anything about it. You won't know what it is. You won't be able to take the love of God into your hearts. But now's the time to start. We're at the beginning of a new civil year. We're at the beginning where everyone says, well, things are going to be different this year. Well, make things different this year. Turn your lives around in terms of your relationship to Jesus Christ. Completely turn them around. Say your prayers. Commune with Him. Don't get discouraged. If you're praying and you feel like God's not there, well, He is there. You're not there. You're the one not paying attention. You're the one not trying to commune. Even a cold ritual prayer has great efficacy in the eyes of God by the mere fact that you're there and you're struggling to do it. So don't let those sorts of things get in the way. Don't let your life situation get in the way of your relationship with God. Life is like this, isn't it? I mean, it's going to be up and down. Good days, bad days, that's just the way it is. That's the way it was for the Lord, too. He knows these things. He knows where you're at. He knows what you go through. He knows it better than you do. But draw an eye to Him. Don't fade away. Don't go into the shadows. Come into the light that He gives us today. Come into the glorious repentance that He offers us, because that's what He wants for all of you. That's what He has wanted for the entire human race. And although maybe only a few will end up doing it, still, the opportunity is there for everyone. Draw near unto His grace today. When you take your holy water home, you know, don't toss it back or bless something without thinking. Make the sign of the cross and say a prayer. The holy water is an example of the blessings that He gives us. It is full of grace. He gives us His grace in so many ways. Don't ignore it, my brothers and sisters. Come unto Him. Join Him on the road to repentance. Because if you do, you're not going to be disappointed, and He will bring all of you into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.